So in Sunday school, we have been studying through Psalms. This morning, we began our fifth walk through Psalms about trusting God. What an amazing study it will be. And yeah, it just spoke to me so much, I had to preach on it this morning. So here in Psalm 91, just the amazing blessings that God promises to those who will trust Him. And I know it sounds almost simplistic because we trusted Him for our eternal destiny, didn't we? We trusted Him to take us to heaven when we die, trusted Him to move in, trusted Him to give us eternal life. But then when the trials come, sometimes we trust ourselves, sometimes we don't trust Him like we should. So this is a reminder for us. Psalm 91, we'll look at verses 1 through 7 together. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. I'm going to take my title from verse 2. In Him will I trust. Let's pray. Dear Lord, how we love You and thank You for Your precious word and these beautiful promises, Lord, that You've given to those who will trust You. I pray You would just stir our hearts this morning and remind us to trust You through everything that comes our way in this life. And Lord, that the result would be our growth, Lord, our peace, our joy, our blessings. Please have Your way in our hearts. Through Your powerful word, I pray the Holy Spirit would have free course in every life and that we would leave change. We love You and we praise You and pray all this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Trusting, I believe, begins at the secret place. We've got to spend more time in our secret place. Amen. Jesus said in Matthew 6:6, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. Amen. Enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. We need to spend more time in the secret place. God also, if you look at Psalm 32, verse 7, translates this same phrase in the Hebrew as the hiding place. Psalm 32 and verse 7, same Hebrew word where he says here, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. We've got to spend more time in the hiding place, trusting the Lord through this thing we call life on earth and all that it brings, all the trials that it brings. And while we're there, verse 1 of our passage, what better place to hide than under God's shadow? No one casts a bigger shadow than God Almighty. Amen. And God says we can abide there under the shadow of the Almighty. Look at Psalm 36, verse 7, if you would. Psalm 36, verse 7. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. And then Psalm 57, verse 1, if you would. Psalm 57, verse 1. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. There's no better place to spend time than in the hiding place, under the shadow of the Almighty. The Almighty, the omnipotent God, who can do anything And as we trust him, will do many things on our behalf, as we will see as we walk through the passage. But God wants us to trust him. That's what this passage is all about, trusting him. And he says in verse 2 of our passage, I will say of the Lord. You know, we not only need to be trusting God, we not only need to be hiding in the hiding place more and abiding under his shadow, but we need to be praising him for the blessings that he pours out upon us when we do trust him. Sharing with one another, exhorting one another. Our God is great. Amen. Our God is powerful. Our God protects us. Our God watches over us. Our God helps us. Our God strengthens us. These are the sort of things we can share with one another. I will say of the Lord. We not only need to spend more time in the hiding place, we need to spend more time praising God for who he is and what he does for us because we trust him. So that's... Sorry. Must have caught it from Brent. Let's talk about what he does. Verse 2, he's my refuge. He's my refuge. Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is our refuge. There is no other refuge that we can trust. But we can trust the refuge of Almighty God. Amen. And he also, if you look at Psalm 61, verse 3, to give you an idea what he means by refuge, here in Psalm 61, verse 3, that same Hebrew word is translated shelter. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Aren't you thankful God is that refuge, that shelter? When the winds and the storms of life beat upon us, what better place to find refuge than with the omnipotent Almighty God? To trust him. Look at Psalm 57, verse 1 again. But this time, we talked about his shadow, but this verse has a lot in it. He says, be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge. Until what? These calamities. We're all going to face calamities. Many of the afflictions of the righteous, the Bible says. But the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 34, 19. So if we will spend more time in that secret place, spend more time under the shadow of the Almighty, God will be our refuge, our shelter. But he also, verse 2, will be our fortress. Look at Psalm 18, verse 2. Psalm 18, verse 2. Wow. I had never seen it like I saw it this week, but had to add it to my member verse list because it's got so much in it. Look at it. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Wow. That's God. He is that fortress. What better place to be than in a fortress when the attacks come? Amen. You know, he's thinking back to Old Testament days when you had to have, your city had to have walls. Talks a lot about cities that have the walls broken down. They're not protected. Why? Because it was all about the arrows, all about the swords. You had to have the wall to protect. You had to have a fort to go to hide in. Our fortress as Christians is God. That's what he says. My fortress, my God. So God promises that if we will trust him, if we will abide in that secret place under his shadow, he will be our refuge. He will be our fortress. And verse 3, he'll be our deliverer. But he says there in verse 2, our title, in him will I trust. In him will I trust. Look at Psalm 34, verse 8. We looked at this in Sunday school, but God, we spent time just looking at all the blessings that God pronounces upon those who will trust him. Psalm 34, verse 8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Amen. Psalm 40, verse 4. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Amen. God promises blessings upon those that will trust Him. And if we will trust Him, if we will get into that hiding place and be under His shadow, He promised to be our refuge, our fortress, and verse 3, our deliverer. There's always going to come a time where we're going to need deliverance from sin, from trials, from life. Look at Psalm 70, verse 5, if you would. And there is no greater deliverer than God Almighty. He's ready to deliver those who will trust Him. Psalm 70, verse 5. But I am poor and needy. Sound familiar? Make haste unto me, O God. Thou art my help and my deliverer. O Lord, make no tarrying. David, in the midst of one of his intense trials, remember how much time he spent running from Saul, hiding in caves, having spears thrown at him by the king. And he writes to God, Lord, I need help. I'm poor and needy. Make no tarrying. Please hurry, because you're my deliverer. You're my help. I need you. And God always came through. He promises to be our refuge, to be our fortress, to be our deliverer. And then verse 4, to promise to cover us with His feathers. I love that. Picturing an eagle or a chicken or whatever you want to picture, covering the chicks with the feathers. Why? Because they're helpless. Well, that's us, isn't it? Without God, we are helpless. And what do? When they feel threatened, they run and they hide under the feathers of the mom. Beautiful thing to talk about on Mother's Day, isn't it? But look at Psalm 17, verse 8. This is a promise that God is making to those who will trust Him. Psalm 17, verse 8. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. Look at Psalm 61, verse 4. Psalm 61, verse 4. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. God promises to cover us with His feathers. We just need to trust Him. We need to run into that hiding place and hide, amen, under His feathers. Also, verse 4, His truth shall be thy shield. Talking about His Word, of course. The only truth that there is the truth of God's Word. He promises it will be our shield. Well, we all need a shield, because the devil's not going to stop sending his fiery darts our way, is he? And a shield is needed to stop those darts. And that is God. God is our shield. Look at Psalm 115, verse 11. Tried to stay in Psalms. It preaches itself. Psalm 115, verse 11. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Psalm 56, 4, he said, In God I put my trust, I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Why? Because God is my shield. God will protect me. And He is my buckler. Look at verse 4 there, again, of Psalm 91, verse 4. My buckler. Talking about the armor, the protection around us. Look at Psalm 5:11, where God promises to defend us and to be that buckler in our lives. Psalm 5:11. But let all those that put their trust in Thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because Thou defendest them. Let them also that love Thy name be joyful in Thee. So He's talking here about those who put their trust in the Lord What does he promise to do? Defend. Defend us. Psalm 18, verse 30. Turn over there if you would. Psalm 18, verse 30. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all that put their trust in him. Hallelujah. If we'll trust the Lord, look at these promises. If we'll spend more time in the hiding place, spend more time in his shadow, look what he promises. He promises to be our refuge, to be our fortress, to be our deliverer, to cover us with his feathers, to be our shield and our buckler. And then verse 5, very important truth. Talked about this in Sunday school this morning. Look what David says, that if we will truly trust the Lord, if we will spend more time in the hiding place, spend more time in that secret place, spend more time under God's shadow, and just trust him, look what he says, thou shalt not be afraid. Amen? God teaches in his word that if we're truly trusting him, then we're not afraid. And if we're afraid, we're not trusting him. Those two cannot coexist. I mentioned it in Sunday school, but Google it yourself. The most common phrase in the Bible is, do not fear. Don't be afraid. Fear not. Different forms of that phrase is the most common phrase in God's word. Don't fear. And yet, we fear. So this is another promise to those that will trust him, is that we won't fear. Let's look at a bunch of verses on this. Psalm 27, verse 1. And so what God teaches us is the opposite of trust is fear, and the opposite of fear is trust. Because we're talking Almighty God here, who can do anything. So if we are truly trusting him, what is there to fear? Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. Psalm 56, 3 and 4, if you would. Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Psalm 56, 11, just down at the bottom there. In God I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Psalm 112, 7, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Now that's a beautiful promise, isn't it? That we do not need to fear anything if we are trusting God. If we're not trusting God, get back into the secret place. Amen. Spend more time there under God's shadow. Trusting him. And he promises he'll be that refuge. He'll be that fortress. He'll be that deliverer. He'll cover us with his feathers. He'll be the shield and the buckler. And there will be no need for fear, because we're trusting the Lord. He finishes here in verses 6 and 7 by reminding us we are going to face trials. That is a fact of life. But if we trust God, we can trust him in the midst of the trials. God does not promise that if we'll trust him, there won't be trials. I know that gets preached a lot today. It's called prosperity theology. You know, just get saved, believe in God, and life will be beautiful. You'll be rich and healthy and no problems. And that'd be awesome if that were true. But actually the opposite is true. The Bible teaches that God allows trials and problems into our life to refine us, to grow our trust. And then, of course, go read the book of Job if you question that. But anyway, trust him in the trials. They're going to come. Look what he talks about, verse 6. Pestilence, destruction, people attacking. That's when trust really needs to kick in, isn't it? That's when we really need to believe Romans 8, 28, all things work together for good to them that love God, is when we're facing trials. Psalm 42, verse 5, if you would. David was facing another trial here in Psalm 42. And look what he said in verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Why am I discouraged? What's wrong with me? I shouldn't be. I need to hope in God. And this is true for all of us. When the trials come, we need to trust God. Look at Psalm 57, verse 1 again, if you would. Psalm 57, verse 1. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. We're going to have calamities. We're going to have trials. Like the song we sing, Psalm 61, 2. Sometimes we're going to seem overwhelmed. What's the answer? It's always the same. Trust God. Trust God. And these are promises that he makes. God has big shoulders. God casts a big shadow. He's not afraid to tell every single one of us to trust him. And if we will, he will always come through. So let's get into that secret place more. Let's hide under the shadow more so that God can show himself strong and be that refuge in our lives, be that fortress, be that deliverer, cover us and be our shield and buckler, and take away the fear. And when the trials are intense, all the more reason to trust God. Amen? Trust him. Psalm 61, 2. If your heart's ever overwhelmed, what should you do? Cry. Amen? Trust God. And what? Go to the rock that's higher. From the end of the earth will I cry to thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. What a challenge to each of us as God's children to just trust God. David said, in thee, in him will I trust. I'm going to trust God and I'm going to face trials. I'm going to face the temptation to fear. I'm going to face pestilence and destruction and attacks of arrows and swords. Trust God. Trust God. Get into the hiding place. Get under his shadow and trust him. And he promises to take away the fear and to be that refuge, to be that deliverer, to be that shield and that buckler in our lives. That fortress, that rock. Our God is so good. And he will never leave us nor forsake us. But he wants us to trust him. So that needs to be one of our mantras as his children. In him will I trust. I'm not going to trust man. Man's always going to let me down. Psalm 118 says that. It's better to trust in the Lord than to trust in princes. There in verses 6 and 8. But if we'll trust him, wow, look at all these promises. In him will I trust. Let's pray. Lord, how we love you. And how we cannot thank you enough, not only for saving us from hell, but for giving us your presence, then giving us your word with all these amazing promises of your protection, of your presence in our lives. And Lord, I pray that you would help each one of us to get into that hiding place more, to hide under the shadow of thy wings. Lord, that you might be all these amazing things in our lives, take away the fear, and help us through the trials that we will face. We thank you that you love us this much, that you'll be there for us no matter what. And I pray we would come to you more, trust you more, fall on our face more, and just give it to you. And we know what the result will be. You've told us here. Thank you for speaking to our hearts. Lord, if there's someone in our service not born again, may they realize these promises are made to those who have trusted you for salvation, trusted you for their eternal destiny, and that's what they need to do first, is trust you to be born again, to receive eternal life, so that they might claim these promises as well. Thank you.